This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The special Indian Air Force aircraft carrying the mortal remains of Indian nationals who lost their lives in the devastating fire in Kuwait landed at the Cochin International Airport in Kerala this morning. The remains of 45 Indian nationals were flown back home from Kuwait. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh, Minister of State for Petroleum and Natural Gas Suresh Gopi, Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan and his cabinet colleagues, Leader of the Opposition in the State Assembly V.D. Satheesan, BJP State President K. Surendran were among those who paid homage to the victims. The bodies of 31 victims were deboarded from the Cochin International Airport. Of these, 23 belonged to Kerala, 7 to Tamil Nadu and 1 to Karnataka. Ambulances have been arranged to take the bodies to the respective native places. Bodies of 14 Indian victims are being brought to Delhi through special flight. Of these, 3 each belonged to Andhra Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh, 2 from Odisha and 1 each from Bihar, Punjab, Maharashtra, West Bengal, Jharkhand and Haryana. The tragic fire incident took place at a labour housing facility in the Mangaf area of Kuwait on Wednesday. The government had sent Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh to Kuwait yesterday to coordinate with the Kuwaiti government for the early repatriation of the mortal remains of the deceased as well as to ensure the well-being of those injured. The central government will provide 2 lakh rupees to the next of kin of the deceased. The Kerala government has also committed 5 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased and 1 lakh rupees to the injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G7 Outreach Summit at Apulia in Italy this afternoon. He reached Apulia last night on a 2-day visit to Italy at the invitation of its Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. India has been invited as an outreach country. On the sidelines of the summit, the Prime Minister is also expected to hold bilateral meetings and discussions with the leaders of the G7 as also the outreach countries and the international organizations. This is Prime Minister Modi's first overseas visit after assuming office for the 3rd consecutive term. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said the government is committed to consolidate the India-Italy strategic partnership and bolster cooperation in the Indo-Pacific and Mediterranean regions. Mr. Modi said during the discussions at the outreach session, the focus would be on artificial intelligence, energy, Africa and the Mediterranean. Ahead of the 10th edition of the International Day Yoga Day on the 21st of this month, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared a video clip of Trikonasana, or the triangular posture, on social media platform X. The clip described the health benefits as well as steps to perform this asana. About 2 million pilgrims from across the world are converging at Mina in Saudi Arabia as the annual 5-day Hajj pilgrimage began today. More than 1,75,000 pilgrims from India are participating in the pilgrimage. Out of these, 1,40,020 pilgrims have reached there through the Hajj Committee of India. The highest number of 5,000 Indian women pilgrims will perform Hajj without mihram or male guardian this year. The pilgrims began their journey from the holy city of Mecca to assemble in Mina. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang has stepped down as the MLA from the Soreng Chakung constituency as per the conduct of election rules. This decision follows his victory in 2 constituencies, Renok and Soreng Chakung, during the recent elections, necessitating compliance with electoral regulations within 14 days of declaration of results. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for severe heatwave conditions in northwest, north and eastern parts of the country. The IMD said severe heatwave conditions will prevail over parts of Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh and Odisha for the next 3 to 4 days. Talking to Akashvani News, senior scientist at IMD, Dr. R. K. Jainamani, said the average temperature is expected to rise by 5 to 6 degrees Celsius over these regions in the upcoming days. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, Afghanistan defeated Papua New Guinea by 7 wickets in the Group C match at the Brian Lara Stadium in Trinidad this morning. Afghanistan overhauled the target of 96, making it 101 for 3 in 15.1 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.